We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Tevilos Amud Kuf Ches Sevav, says the Mechaber, Avar Kol Yom Lo Zbala Musaf, Ein La Tashlumin. As we've already mentioned, you cannot Tashlumin for Musaf, even if you miss Musaf entirely. Sev Zayin, Hei Zev Lo Zbala Tevila Achas, if not accidentally, but intentionally, you did not daven a certain tefila, Ein La Tashlumin, Afilu, but Tevila Hasmuchala, and you are not able to do Tashlumin even at the next tefila. Vim Ratza Yisbala Zanadav, if you want, you can do voluntary. And then you don't need a chiddush, you don't need to say something new in your bakashos if you're doing it in the next tefillah. However, we pointed out that it's best not to do tefillahs and davas nowadays, according to many. But if you do b'mezid, if you miss a Shmon Esrei intentionally, so we would not allow you to make it up. Somebody didn't daven because they thought they still had time. They're busy doing something, but they figured they still had time. And then the Zman Tefila passes. Somebody who was involved in business of some sort, they didn't want to lose any money, so they were doing something to avoid a loss of money. And then they were unable to daven. Somebody was drunk and was unable to daven. Even though these are things which should not be done l'chatchila, still if it happened, we do not call it mezid, rather it is called shogig, and you own es, and you are allowed to make up your tefillah in the next tefillah. Even for loss of money, one should not allow this zman tefillah to pass. Bar Halacha points out, maybe to lose a fifth of your money, we would not say you would need to do that. If you're going to lose a fifth of your money, so even l'chachila, we would allow you to do whatever you're doing and miss tefillah, and then make it up in the tashlumin. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if this isn't one of the things that we saw in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, that you're not supposed to do once zman tefillah starts, if you start a b'isser, still, since you didn't do it with the intention of missing zman tefillah, rather you thought you'd have time, that's why we say this is still considered ones and not mezid. Siv tes, tav lo espala mincha b'erev Shabbos. If you were ones and you weren't able to daven mincha on erev Shabbos, espala arv shnayim shal Shabbos. When you do the two tefillahs at Maariv on Friday night, both Shmon Esreis are the Shmon Esrei of Maariv for Shabbos. Harishon al arvis v'ashni le tashlumin. Even though you're making up for the mincha of Erev Shabbos, since right now it's Shabbos, you say the two Shmona Esreis of Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says that if you made a mistake and you daven the second Shmona Esrei of a weekday tefillah, you do not need to daven again. Same thing is true if you messed up on Erev Rosh Chodesh and then you are davening Maariv for two Shmona Esreis, you would say Yalav Yavo Mbo Shmona Esreis because of my sits Yalav Yavo, even though you're making up for Shmona Esrei when it was not Rosh Chodesh. What we just said. Somebody who didn't daven Maariv on Rosh Chodesh night, and they're making it up at Shacharis to daven two Shmona Esreis, the Mishnah Berurah says if you forgot Yalav Yavo, you do not need to go back in the Shmona Esrei, which you're making up. Since even if you were davening the actual Maariv and you messed up, you would not need to go back because you don't need to go back if you do not say Yalav Yavo at night. So you can't say the Tashlumin will be more chamor than the actual tefillah which you're davening right now of Maariv. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing is true if you didn't daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh and you're making it up at Maariv and it's both our days of Rosh Chodesh, you'd be saying Yalav Yavo anyway. When you daven the second one, such a tashlumin for mincha, even if you didn't say Rosh Chodesh, you're going to be fine because Amaisa, even the Iker tefillah that you're davening right now of Maariv, you don't need to say Yalav Yavo, so that can't be more chamar. The mincha that you're making up can't be more chamar than the Maariv that you're saying right now. So in that case as well, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you're in the tashlumin one, which is for mincha, you still would not need to go back.